cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart fall away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Thank you for tuning in to The Gospel Truth with Jonathan Reed right here on Love 860. So open your minds and your hearts to the gospel truth. Here's Jonathan.
I want to thank the Lord for being here today on this Saturday morning. Thankful for His wonderful love, His tender mercy, His long-suffering. Not giving me what I deserve, but He gives me what I need. And most of all, He saves sinners. And I knew about Him when I was younger, growing up in a real Bible-believing church with a real God-called pastor. He preached peace to us. He preached the truth. He preached Jesus. He didn't preach doctrine as far as the denomination is concerned. He preached Jesus to us, and that's what saves. And growing up, I believed in God. I believed in Him as far back as I can remember. You know, I grew up in that real church, and hearing about the Word of God, it gave me hope. It gave me something to look to. But I did run my way. I ran in the flesh, just like is our way to do as human beings. We want to go our way. We don't want the truth. The truth doesn't really sit well with us, and we don't want it. But thankfully, the Lord has mercy on us, because if He didn't, we'd all be consumed. We'd all perish. We'd all go straight to hell. And I know when I was growing up, I had that fear of death. I knew that heaven was real, but I also knew hell was a real place. And that's not very popular to say. Most people don't believe in anything. They don't believe in hell. They say, preacher, that place ain't real. Well, it doesn't make it any less so. The Bible tells us that the rich man died, and in hell he lifted up his eyes. And being in torment in the flame, he just wanted a drop of water on his tongue to cool it, because he was tormented down there. So hell was a real place, and I was scared to death to go there. And the man of God preached day after day, week after week, and younger, I listened, but I didn't really pay attention. I wanted to run in my flesh. I wanted to commit sin because devil had my mind captured, captivated. He blinded me. I was blinded by the God of this world. But God continued to deal with me. He continued to speak to me. And thankfully, at the age of 23, I got saved. I was born again. And to be born again means to repent of all your sins. I was a sinful person. I had no problem looking at myself and looking at my life and knowing I had a sin problem. I had plenty of things going on in my life that were sinful, and I ran in those things for many years. The Lord was dealing with me, trying to speak to me, trying to save me and give me eternal life. But I ran. I ran from a real, real Word of God. I ran from it, and I just continued to run and run, and finally, prayer caught up with me. That church that I was at was praying for me, praying for the salvation of my soul. And finally, I came to the Lord. I came to Him seeking, repenting of all my sins. And like I said, I believed in God. I believed in Jesus. I knew He was the Son of God. It was preached to me, and I believed it. But that didn't save me, just believing in my mind. It says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And that's what I had to do. I had to believe with all my heart, not just the heart that pumps this blood, but the heart of my soul. I had to believe on the inside of my soul. And until I did that, I wasn't saved. So I began to really seek the Lord at the age of 23. I remember the night I went home, and I know the Lord was dealing with me strong. He spoke to my heart. He said, it's your turn. And I knew it. A burden of sin was heavy on me. I was tired of running the way I was running. I was tired of living in sin. I was tired of all the things that I was doing. They didn't bring me no peace, no satisfaction. I just ran in everything you could think of besides smoking and drinking. I did it all. I mean, I was a sinful person. I had no problems knowing I was committing sin, but the Lord had mercy upon me. He spoke to me. He dealt with me. He had mercy upon me because of prayer. I'm so thankful for that. I can't thank Him enough for that. But He began to speak to me, and He said, it's your turn. And that night I went home and I prayed. I poured out my heart to Him. I was praying and seeking His face and said, Lord, I need to be saved. I can't live this way anymore. I can't do this any longer. If it means that I need to die at this moment to get saved. That's fine with me. I wanted salvation above everything in my life. And when you sought him with a whole heart, he'll be found of you. And that's what I did. I sought him all the night through. I remember falling asleep praying, and I woke up the next morning. I went to my job, and I still wasn't saved. I still felt awful on the inside. I felt grieved. I felt condemned. And I went to work, and began working, and I was still praying out of my heart. I was asking, Lord, please save me. Help me to just get rid of all my sins, all my troubles. I believe you. I believe on the Son of God. I believe he died for my sins. I believe he's still alive. I believe that he rose again according to the scriptures. I truly believe that. And I repented of my sins. And I told the Lord, I said, if it means dying right now, then just to be saved, then I want to be saved. Because I was afraid to die. I had to be willing to give up everything. And I did. And when I did, I felt him come in my heart. I felt his Holy Spirit wash me clean on the inside. And I've been walking in newness of life ever since. He put in a heart of flesh to love him. He took out that old stony heart, that evil heart of unbelief. He took it away. And my sinner friend, if you're not saved today, he wants to save you. They said, the Lord is very nigh. He's very nigh to them that call upon him in spirit and truth. It is reality today. I wouldn't trade any of this for the world. Somebody could give me $1 million and I wouldn't trade it. This salvation is too pure, too precious. It cannot be bought. It's already been bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus. He died an awful death for sinners, yet he knew no sin. God made him to be sin for us, that we might be made righteous. Our minds can't comprehend what the Lord Jesus went through when he died on the cross, those days leading up to it. He was the suffering servant, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. God had a body prepared for him to die on the cross for sinners. He knew that man would do all he could to try to build his way and work his way up to heaven. So he had to provide the perfect sacrifice. There's nothing we can do to reach heaven outside of the shedding of the blood. There's no remission for sin. And to believe with all your heart, that's the only way to get to heaven. Like I said, I knew about him in my mind all those years growing up. I of course, I believed in a God. You can't look around this God's green earth. You can't look around at all these wonderful things that he's created and not believe there's a God. I mean, I knew he was real, but that didn't do me any good. I knew he was real, but I had to know him personally. I had to get personally acquainted with Jesus, and the only way to do that is to call on him out of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. You have to be remorseful. You have to be repentant. You have to be sorry that you sinned against a holy and righteous and almighty God. And that's what I did. I finally did. I realized where I fell short. And it said, the Bible says that we've all fell short and sinned, and we come short of the glory of God. And I had no problem seeing that. But again, I had to pour out my heart to him. I couldn't just bring my good works. I didn't have any to bring. You know, there's plenty of people nowadays, they're thinking that they can just purchase their way into heaven. They think they can just build up their name down here and that'll get them into heaven. But that's nowhere in the Bible. The Bible teaches that there's none righteous, no, not one. We're all like sheep gone astray. And the Lord Jesus laid the iniquity all upon him. And by his stripes, what he went through, were healed. The healing balm, the chief physician. He has perfect eternal salvation. He said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's all he offers, is eternal life. He doesn't offer any sort of commission and 60-day plan, 90-day plan. You can do this. If you live this way, you can make it to heaven. It's not so. You just believe with all your heart, believe the gospel. First of all, the man has to be called to preach. You know, there's so many preachers out there. You can see them on the TVs. You can see them, hear them on the radios. All they talk about is giving. The blessings are given, given here, given there. And if you give this, God will bless you. Well, I do believe that you should give to a real spirit-filled church. But these people, they're not concerned about your soul. I'm on this radio station because I'm concerned about souls. I love people. When God saved me and washed me in his own blood, and he gave me eternal life, he gave me a love to love him with. He gave me a perfect love to love others with. See, God's love is on the inside of me. I have a living soul on the inside, and you do too. In the beginning, God created Adam and Eve. And when he breathed in Adam's nostril, he became a living soul. That's the living part on the inside of us. See, we all have a conscience on the inside. That part of you that's on the inside of it, when you're doing wrong and you're sinning, it says, this ain't right. This ain't right. That's your conscience that God put inside of you. We all have it. God gives us all a conscience. We all have knowledge of what we're doing. There are those that are slow in their minds and they have mental problems. They won't be held accountable for that. They'll go to heaven because of God's grace and mercy. But those that do have a knowledge of understanding and knowledge of sin, they'll be judged accordingly. So God paid the sin debt for you and I, that we might be made righteous, like I said. And I'm so thankful that he does. I'm so glad for his mercy. I mean, his mercy is renewed every morning. His compassions never fail. And the peace of God just rules and reigns in my heart. And I can't put it into words this morning. I can't thank him enough. I can't praise him enough for all that he's done for me. And all I had to do was bring a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Like I said, all my life, I knew God was real. But he had to become real to me personally. I had to believe the gospel. I had to believe that he was the Son of God that died for my sins and that he rose again. He did. He's still alive today. And you ask me how I know he lives, it's because he lives within my heart. He lives there. He abides there. And it's hard for people to comprehend that if they've never heard this before. But I tell you, he's real today. He said, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made known unto salvation. That whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. And you can't call on him on whom you have not believed, and you can't believe in something you've never heard, and you can't hear without a preacher, and he can't preach except he be sent. You see, the Lord has put me here. He wants me to be a light to people. That's why he saved me. He saved me to win the lost, and I wouldn't give you a nickel for some of these people on these TVs, Lord. All they do is talk about giving and giving and giving, and they're not concerned about your soul. They just want your back pocket. They want what they can get out of you. You know, I went to this one church, and I graduated there from college, and they had ATMs all inside of that church. They were everywhere. I counted at least 15 of them. It grieved my soul. All that church was about was money, and it's pitiful, and it's terrible. It's awful the shape this world is in. There's so much counterfeit. There's so many people out there that are just out for gain, but the Bible says that godliness with contentment is great gain. You see, these preachers, there's nothing to them. If you took away their salary, they'd keep on trucking. They'd go down the road and find greener pastures. As my pastor said all the time, he said they would go find those greener pastures. But I'm concerned about your soul. That's why I'm here. I want to help others. I want to share the gospel with people. It delights my soul like nothing else when I get to help somebody, when I get to talk to somebody about the love of God and how he died for their sins. And I'm so thankful to be here. I'm so glad that he saved my soul. He redeemed me. You see, when I was 16 years old, that's when I had the first knowledge that I was a sinner. You see, God was speaking to me. He wanted to save me then. And at the age of 16, I could have got saved then, but I didn't. I ran my way. I ran in sin for 7 long years, and those were the worst years of my life. I went through so many things I didn't have to go through. I just went through so many things. The devil drug me through the mud. He beat me down. He defeated me. I had thoughts of committing suicide. I mean, I wanted to kill myself because of how I felt on the inside. I was depressed. I just felt so awful on the inside. I needed help. But that word of God came to me. The spirit-filled preacher that my pastor, he preached to us all those years, the word of God came to me a second time, and that's when I looked and I realized that's what I need. And so at the age of 21, I began to go back to Sunday school. I bought me a Bible. I started going to Sunday school and really started to seek the Lord, and I wanted salvation. And then 2 years later, when I finally sought him with my whole heart, I surrendered my all to him, and he saved me. He washed me. He washed me clean. His Holy Spirit is on the inside of me. He guides me. He directs me. He's directing me now. He's trying to give me what's needed to be said. And I'm so grateful for that. I can't do it on my own. I was praying before I got on here. I said, Lord, if you don't give me what to say, I'll just be quiet. Even if I got to speak for 5 minutes and shut my mouth, that's what I want. Because if I start preaching within myself or speaking within myself, it's not going to profit anybody. I know that. I want to do the blessed will of God. I want to do the work that He set me forth to do, and I want to win souls. And salvation is for you today, my friend. He wants to save souls. He wants to save you. No matter where you're at, no matter what you've done in your life, He will save you. He will wash you. He will cleanse you in His own blood, and He will make you a brand new creature. It said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away. Behold, all things are become new when you get saved. And salvation is real today. He's waiting for you. He's knocking at your heart's door, waiting to come in. He wants to save souls. And I'm glad that He does. I'm glad that He saves sinners. I know I was the chiefest among sinners. I ran from the truth like a fool. And I was such a fool. But thankfully, the Lord had mercy upon me. He saved me. He washed me in His own blood. And He'll do the same for you. God, have mercy on this nation. My prayer to God is that everybody here and that's listening would get saved. And I thank everybody, for all of you, for listening. I see my time is really drawing to an end here already. But tune in next week, and God bless you, and our prayer in His name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in this week. If this message was a blessing to you, or if you have any questions or comments, please write P.O. Box 142-631, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. Again, that's P.O. Box 142-631, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. Please tune in next week. Until next time, friends, may God bless you.